Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, John Werner. He's out in Austin, Texas as a very well-known connector and community facilitator. And today he is co-founder of Fiesta. We'll touch on that briefly, which is a fast-growing tech meetup in Austin. And the product Event Magic, a revolutionary event management platform transforming event hosting, networking, and sponsor interaction. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate the opportunity to get on this with you and look forward to our conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. So you and I met about maybe a couple of months ago, month and a half, 2 months ago, and you have the Austin events that you're involved in and you help facilitate, and it's a really excellent cross-section of everything involved with startups, and it was over at Capital Factory. Why don't you talk about that a little bit as we lead into today's discussion?
Sure. Yeah, Fiesta is actually an acronym. It stands for Founders, Investors, Entrepreneurs, Startups, Techies, and Austin Newcomers. So if you put all those together, you get Fiesta. And basically what we do is provide resources for early stage founders to help give them a competitive edge, hopefully to beat the odds of getting wiped out before you get too far down the road, or getting you to fail fast, which is important as well. So we do this on a monthly basis. We're actually celebrating tomorrow our fourth year anniversary of Fiesta. We're averaging about 200 people, 230 actually each month. And through that interaction that we're able to touch and see really the early deal flow that's happening in Austin, understand a lot of the pain points. I've been a serial entrepreneur and understand a lot of that folks are going through different stages from 0 to 1 and 1+ growth. So I feel I'm in a sweet spot to be able to help mentor, but I also realized that just in building out this community with my wife, Cherie, who actually is the impetus and the brainchild behind Fiesta, I get to come alongside and help her on the tech side of things.
Yeah. And before we move on to all of the product and everything, I'd really recommend to the listeners, anyone in the area passing through the area, if you can go to Fiesta and check it out, the kind of once a month event. When I was there, it was just, you know, you're holding your drink, you turn to your left, you turn to your right, and you're bumping into cool, important people, and you just introduce yourself. I made a lot of really good connections over there. You guys did a really good job of pulling all that together. And so dealing with this sort of community aspect of the startup world, what are some of the things that you noticed, picked up, that kind of led you in the direction of the product that you're building today?
So the product that we're actually building now is the result of my son-in-law. Well, at the time, he wasn't married to my daughter, but this was actually, Fiesta was being put on by my wife, two daughters, one of their boyfriends, and myself. And so it's just a way to give back to the community. And yeah, he noticed the struggle that my wife would go through after each event. She would try to look at pictures taken at the event to see who actually attended, because we had name badges. And she would start building up a database that way. We were using Meetup to do the RSVPs, but we really didn't have a way to verify who actually came to the event. So she would do the matching that way. And that was just getting way out of hand. When you get over 100 people, I would imagine that just gets to be too crazy. So as a birthday gift to my wife, he created the first version of something we now call Event Magic. And that was simply to print badges on demand based on somebody scanning a QR code as they came to our event. And we kept it in-house. We've been doing events long enough to know what works and what didn't work. We understood the problem very well and continued to kind of advance and iterate on that, and kept it very focused on serving the needs of Sri, the event host, as my customer number one, patient number one. And then branching out as more and more event organizers would come to our event, they would say, hey, we really like what you've got going on here. How can we use it for our events? We're like, we're busy working on other things. We don't have time for this. And 6 months of people asking us to to have the product, we finally said, okay, so we created an LLC, spun it out, and dedicated time and resources to building that into the product it is today.
So let's put out on the table all of the issues and problems that folks tend to run across when it comes to events, right? So you mentioned some of them. The person putting on the event is trying to keep track of who's there, and there's that kind of whole problem. The people who are attending are trying to connect with each other, but you have some good conversations. You didn't necessarily connect with them. I remember back in the day when I would go to conferences and I would collect a whole bunch of business cards, and then I would return to my hotel room. At least in the age of LinkedIn, you go through each one and then punch them in and send your invites. But it's a whole thing of connecting. And then there's the issue of, I was talking to someone and they had this really cool startup idea. Was that Jeff or was it Mike who was talking about solving this thing with the cloud? Who was that? And you're trying to keep track of who does what as well and connect them to the point of value that everybody's offering. Is that kind of largely the landscape of the problems that we see?
It is. I would say that you dipped into an area where there aren't really sufficient tools for to help you with networking on the fly. You captured really well what the host and what the host would normally be caring about. They just want it to be a great event, and they want to be able to attract sponsors if it's something that costs, there's event costs to be able to at least cover those costs. But when it comes to being able to understand how engaged the audience is and who's actually attending, meaning segmenting the audience, because you need to have that in order to attract sponsors. You need to tell them who's actually coming to your events. The host stays around that space, and they really want to optimize the optics around, hey, here's we've got 50% our B2B SaaS or whatever your event is trying to attract. We took it one step further, and that goes into what you started dipping into, which was the follow-up. This event, LinkedIn, initially, when I started using LinkedIn, actually, I predate you by several decades, probably, Thomas. But even before LinkedIn, I'd come back from conferences with a bunch of business cards. And I would be so intimidated looking at all those cards on my table. And I'm like, man, I would normally, I might go through the first inch and I'm like, this is too tedious. I've got other things going on. I can't, I'm a developer, I'm an engineer, I'm marketing, I'm doing various different roles. I didn't feel at the time the value of me going through all that stack was important. And so I was leaving a lot of intelligence on the table for me, and I didn't even realize it. And with that in mind, we started digging into why do people go to these networking events? They're going there for various reasons. But the thing that we really wanted to key in on was the ability to remember and provide context around the people that you meet so that later it's super easy for you either to do a quick search based on a tag or a note that you left for that person, be able to look at who attended that event with you and slice and dice it based on how they answered the event questions. So we really took a step back and built almost like an event CRM for both hosts to use and attendees to use. So each event is treated as a cohort. So if you attend that event, you can see who attended, who else attended. But if you didn't attend, that's off limits. You can't see it from our dashboard. You can search across the events that you go to. So that could mean multiple different types of events. I'm looking for the person I left a note saying Ukraine because I knew they were a developer from Ukraine. I can't remember now. I can't even remember what event they went to, but it pulls up all the contacts that I have that have the note Ukraine next to them. And it makes it super easy for you to then connect with them. And then through that connection, you opt in and you can then share your email or your phone number or neither. But your LinkedIn is almost always shared unless you choose not to enter in. And I think that's the problem with LinkedIn today is it was a great tool when it first got started. And if you noticed, and I would do this, if I was looking for somebody, I'd look at somebody, I would do a search, and I'd find who's connected to who. And if somebody was one degree away, our first connection, I would assume, and you could do this back in the early days, that person can make a warm introduction for me. And so I would message them saying, hey, can you make this introduction to Sue? I really need to talk to her. She's doing marketing for this company I want to deal with or partner with. Today, I can't tell you how many times I've actually asked somebody in LinkedIn, hey, can you make that warm intro for this person? Man, I have no idea how I connected with that person. I have no idea how to make a warm introduction. Our intent with Event Magic is to really help you build context around the people that you have. And at some point, we will start surfacing up. here are the people I can make warm introductions to those you've actually let into your network. So it's like a hyper local, hyper warm introduction maker at some point in time where we've already had 10,000 people use the product, probably almost 11,000 are in the database right now. And we're just getting started.
Nice. Speaking of kind of just getting started, where do you think you want to be headed with this? So you're in Austin, you've got it going probably in other regional areas. And where do you see it growing? Because I did find it to be a unique experience. We were coming into the event and there was a code, everyone was scanning it. Oh, I guess I scan this, and then you fill out a couple of things, and then boom, somebody's printing, or the little machine is printing up your badge. And you slap it on your chest and you go about the event. And so it struck me as a very convenient thing. It's one of those good ideas that most good ideas seem like a no-brainer after you hear about them. Oh, this is convenient. And then I've got my little profile on here, and other people can scan it and so on. So where do you see the marketplace? You talked about how kind of the other players in the marketplace aren't really filling some of those needed areas. So where do you see event magic going from here?
One of the new features we just added based on some demand from attendees was, hey, I love the fact that I can build a profile within Event Magic. And I can sh every other event that uses Event Magic, I can my profile follows me. But can I have a URL that just is my profile? And so we created a way similar to LinkedIn for you just to have a to share.bio and then slash whatever your profile name is to make it almost like a link tree to make it easy for you to then put that it's in my email signature, for example. Anybody can see my public profile. But my private profile, which is only those that attend events, they can actually see how I answered questions and what events I went to. So we made that a dual use kind of capability. So I think what's happening is the in real life aspect of making those connections is playing a big role in terms of the power of the warm connection, because in order for you to connect with somebody, you have to have met them. And you can't just connect with anybody that's in that network. So that kind of adds some filtering and some curation around the quality of the connections that you're making. And I think as we look at what AI is doing in lots of positive ways, streamlining processes, doing a lot of repetitive tasks, things, giving inference, giving actually the ability to enrich profile information or augment it automatically, the thing that AI can't do, at least not now, is have that empathy, have the intelligence we call EQ, the emotional intelligence aspect, where you make a connection with somebody and how do you then in your mind a tag that so that the next time you have that interaction with that person, or next time you think of somebody that person could help, or you could or could help that person, that part is right getting built into what we're building. And so we're staying focused on human in the loop. So a human has to be in the loop to make a connection. It's not automated. It's a warm connection. It's so keeping us focused on that space, I think, is going to, for the long term, is has some legs. Well, AI bots can actually have empathy and warmth. I think we're okay.
Yeah. And so one of the things, the areas of functionality, I think Event Magic handles this, but tell me how close to this that you are. So if I go to, let's say I go to three events that used Event Magic, and then I know that I met some number of software developers, somewhere number of maybe investment people, and some number of founders. And I want to like quickly find that. Is it Can I do that kind of stuff? Because I know you can connect with the actual company's page. Okay.
Yeah, you can actually filter. So when you first go to qr.eventmagic.co, which is our main dashboard for attendees, you'll see your network kind of laid out. All the people that you've met at any event, they're all amalgamated right there. They're a union. And we put at the front those that you're connected with, then we go to those that you scanned, and then we go to mutual scans. So a scan, just like you were talking about, Thomas, was when somebody walks up with their phone and just scans you're in the middle of a conversation, you're about to end it. It's okay, let's connect. The ritual before was, hey, pull out your LinkedIn, do this thing, and then an hour later, forget that you ever created that LinkedIn. So ours is you scan that one person, only one person has the scan. An SMS is sent to both the sender and the receiver with the reciprocal URL to their profiles. So now you'll see right on your phone their profile, and right in that moment, you can leave a note. And one of the things we're working on right now is the ability just to quickly add tags like, why do I want to follow up with this person? Make it easy so you don't have to do this or whisper into it. Although I'm looking at a company that's got really good detection on whispering to be able to add a note in noisy environments to make that even easier. But for now, going to a tag where you can say follow up, partnership, make an intro. I think there's four or five tags that we eventually will roll out in a not too distant future. We're in the process of scoping what are those five that we want to put in there. But all that to say is at the end of the event, the host sends a thank you or whatever they want to send to all the event attendees. And at the bottom gets appended all the people that you scanned with a URL to their profile and a note that you might have left by them, all the people that scanned you, and then all your connections. So it makes it super easy just to get a digest of how your event went. And we actually collect all that information as the host for Fiesta, and we build our own map internally that we don't share with anybody, but it's something that we're looking at baking into the product for other hosts. We create an alpha connector grid. It's almost like it's a map, a mesh network that shows all these scans that happen at one of our events and who is scanned, and we weight it differently upon who got scanned and who scanned who. And then based on the weighting that we have, it actually bubbles up to the top who the alpha connectors are at that event. And those are the folks that event organizers want to know about because they're likely to be your best ambassador. They're likely to help spread the word about whatever you're looking for or even what the sponsors are looking for. So we're digging into some of the analytics around the scanning as well.
Yeah, this is just so innovative. I really love this. What kind of team do you cultivate? Anytime you're building something new and you're trying to be ahead of your competition, everyone on the team has to some degree, have a pretty innovative mindset. You have to be into heck. So what do you, as the leader of this, do to make sure that you're cultivating the right team dynamics?
Right. So I'm really fortunate in that my two advisors, one is Shuri, my wife, who runs two events each month. So she's been a great resource from a customer discovery perspective. And then I've got another advisor, Mark Nathan. Mark is well known within the Austin community around CPG, puts on the biggest events for consumer packaged goods, and he's a super connector in Austin. So he's helping me understand the value prop. He works at a law firm. He understands the value prop of what it is for sponsors. So I'm getting insights from what a sponsor is looking for. I get insights for what a host is looking for. And my dev actually built a ticketing system for tangential experience for gymnastic events, but understanding how to go purchase a ticket, get access to that kind of stuff. So he's already had that some of that domain experience, not in running the events that we do, but it was enough to. He understood the pain points he was running into to bring some of those learnings to bear when building our desktop.
Nice. So this is great stuff. How does everybody out there, the listeners who are interested in doing this, people running events, people who want to get started, what's the best way for them to get started with this?
They can just go to QR dot, they can just go to eventmagic.co. QR.eventmagic.co is your dashboard, but go to eventmagic.co and you'll read about all the capabilities and features, and then there's a pricing sheet on there too. We actually provided a way because we had some event hosts that didn't have access to a printer. They just wanted to have all the badges printed beforehand. So we support the ability to pre-print badges too with QR codes and pre-print with the RSVP names and companies and everything in there. So basically in that scenario, when you walk up and you see your name tag, you just pick it up and scan your name tag. That automatically checks you into the event, assigns that QR to your profile, and you're good. Which is inc I've never seen that happen e either. And then we go one step further where some events have no idea how many people are going to show. So they'll just print a bunch of pages of blank badges. In that scenario, you just walk up, you peel like you normally do at any of these networking events, write your name in, scan that badge. And then same thing happens. That then becomes your profile and it works across that event and allowing people to connect with you. At some point, we're going to have the ability to not require a, actually, we already have the ability not to require a badge at all, but there's some things I want to do there where we can create ad hoc networking events, things that it might be like there's 12 people that are at dinner and you're one of the people that are at this dinner. And inevitably somebody says, hey, Louise should all, connect and do this. And the thought where we want to build for this type of scenario where you don't have to have a badge at all is like one person creates the event and one person scans that, and now you have two people, they can scan either one of those QRs, and then it cascades. So you don't have a bottleneck in one person having the key to check into that event and share their information. So I think that's going to be an interesting one to watch because it'll be mostly smaller niche networking, but it makes it super easy for you not to have to go around to every person and or put the burden on the host to have to gather all that data and send it out in an email.
Great stuff. Connecting humans in this often disconnected world. We've got eventmagic.co. Make sure for the listeners, eventmagic.co.com. And there's a couple of similar ones out there. And hopefully, folks continue to check this out and you can continue to grow as you have been. And we'll see updates later in the years to come. John, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thomas, appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for letting me share. And as usual, as I talk and I hear the things you're asking, it gives me new ideas. That's
Yes.
why this is so valuable.
That's what it's all about. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.